An ice jam on the Yukon River is causing major flooding in Eagle. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says both old and new areas of the historic Riverside City and Native Village are being affected.
There's about 12 homes damaged in the old part of the village and 8 to 10 homes affected in the new part of the village. And there's a lot of ice and debris moving around that's come out of the river.
Plum says the Weather Service and state emergency management officials plan to fly into the village today. Longtime Eagle resident John Borg says the river began breaking up at around 7 Sunday night, but stopped moving by 1 a.m. Monday when the ice jam formed.
There's water running on Front Street at about 3 feet deep. The retaining wall is completely under ice and water. And looking across the river, it's nothing but jumble at head height. And so far, it hasn't compromised and pushed into the buildings in town.
Borg says the ice jam has locked up a more than 10-mile stretch of the Yukon and that there's concern that snow melt and pan ice from upstream will make the situation worse. The river had risen 25 vertical feet at Eagle as of this afternoon. Borg calls it the worst flooding the community has experienced in recorded history.
It's beyond description. I mean, you just can't imagine the change that took place in such a short period of time. The only thing that even comes here is a 37 flood, but it was jammed up shortly below town and it went out before long. It didn't last as long as what this one appears is going to do because we have so much thick ice. The river itself, river ice itself was not ready for this warm weather deluge that took place.
Borg, who's taken in 7 displaced residents, says those flooded out have found refuge with other community members and no one has been injured. He says the community well and airport remain above the flood water.